Back here on this Tuesday morning, live from the KGGF studios, as I thought we were pushed back into the 10 o'clock hours, but no, our regularly scheduled interview with the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back, and I gotta ask, did you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year?
I did. I had a great Christmas. So my daughter came from North Carolina and was here for over 2 weeks, so it was a great time.
What a bonus. You got to see your daughter, and you didn't even have to do the traveling. So that a double bonus right there. Anything exciting for New Year's, or did you just kind of stick around locally and usher in the new year?
I did not do anything exciting on New Year's.
Nothing. Me and you both. Me and you both. I had to work the following morning, and so I had to keep it a little mild. But I stayed up for midnight and ushered it in with it. So a new year, new things, a lot of exciting things happening in Independence, and I think that's a good place to start with this. Obviously, we've got some dates to save. We will get that with the calendar of events coming up here in just a few short moments. But man, oh man, 2019 is looking exciting up in Independence. Not only do we have a couple of new things already open, but also some things on the horizon. So Lisa, however you wanted to start with this, 2019's a new year, but a lot of new things coming to Independence.
It is. We're very excited. I kind of am preparing for the annual meeting, and I'm looking back at the last, 12 to 18 months and really looking then forward into 2019, and all kinds of great things are happening and have happened, like you said. So, Libby's Boutique, started out in a small little space in the Annie Mae's Mall, and now they've, purchased their own building. They have a standalone operation. They're doing a great amount of business. So that's exciting for downtown Independence. You just turn the corner over there and the brand new Sonic is downtown.
Yeah.
So we're excited about their relocation. And then we have some new businesses that are in Independence. So we have Memories by Mandy Photography. She's a new photographer that has opened up in downtown Independence. Not actually new just in the last few months, but in the last 12 to 18 months, Casey's Creations Deli and Bakery is new in downtown. There's a Luxe Salon that's doing great things. I'm hearing lots of good reviews from them out on North Penn Avenue. The Little Orange Patch, it's a quilt shop. And I'm not into quilting, but every time I go by there, I am so intrigued about what all is happening in her store. And I'm amazed at the traffic that is in and out of there. There are a lot of people who are into quilting and all of the activities that she has going on in her store. So I encourage everyone to check out the Little Orange Patch, which is actually in Libby's Boutique Old Spot, which is inside the International Mall, right there behind Annie Mae's. And then Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits, it's a new liquor store that is on the corner of Penn and Main, a great location. They recently opened up back in the late fall, and they're going to be doing a ribbon cutting coming up at the end of this month. I'll talk about that in a little bit. And then Sam's Southern Eatery. Have you had their food?
I have. My mom and her husband had came out a couple of months ago, whatever it may have been, and they tried it, brought us a menu, and once I saw the menu, I was like, okay, I got to go over there and check it out. No, it's very good. It's very good. I'm not, I'm not a catfish po' boy guy, but I'm definitely a fried chicken guy. And they've got both of those items over there, and it is delicious. It is very good. Sam's Southern Eatery is, first of all, it's in the name as well. I like the name.
That's right.
And some fried chicken as well. So, no, I enjoy it, and because you got KFC here in Coffeyville, and other than that, I was missing my fried chicken pretty much elsewhere. So it was a great addition to put on, the far east side over there on Main Street. So
That's right. It is. And I had their fish. I did not have their chicken, but I must say I've got a plug. Down Home. Have you ever been to Down Home right on Penn Avenue? Okay. If you like fried chicken, I've
Down
heard
Home's
they have
the,
yes,
Down
great,
Home's the place.
Great chicken. Yes. So you'll have to check that out. Apricot Lane, it feels like they've been here a lot longer than actually they have. They opened up in October of 17. So they've just been here shortly over a year.
Yeah.
And so lots of good things are happening from their storefront. And I want to point out that they have a new store manager, and she is a young professional who went to high school in Independence. She went away to college. She has a fashion merchandise and marketing degree, and she came back here and straight out of, straight out of graduation. She's with a national franchise as their manager and buyer. And so Hannah Kays just started at Apricot Lane. So once again, another young professional is choosing to come back and make Independence their home. So pretty pumped about that. Laurel Street Bakery is, have you seen their awnings on the outside of their building?
I have.
That not look the coolest?
It is very pretty down there.
So very excited
Good
about.
Good location, too.
I know. So we're just so excited to have them in the downtown area. I think the brewery is coming along well. So we're excited about spring and what that will mean for Indie Brew Works. And then two other fun places. So Dickie's Barbecue coming to downtown Independence. I meant to reach out to Gary Hogsett to kind of find out what the timeline is for that, but I understand you have tried out Dickie's Barbecue.
I have. It's very popular in Colorado, and it's very good. You know, I would no shout outs here, but Billy Sims is delicious, but I like this better than Billy Sims. So we're getting spoiled.
We're definitely getting spoiled
up in Independence, and what looks like to be another very cool downtown location. I've always liked that, you know, and again, no shame on it because Sonic, you know, obviously built a new location, but I was always kind of wondering what they were doing out there on the far western side. A great location. This seems like the same for Dickie's Barbecue as well, right in downtown. So.
I know. So we're very excited about the traffic that will bring to the downtown area. And then right after you get your barbecue, you can just walk across the street and get dessert because there's a new candy store in town called Confectionate. And Jim Hayward and Rhonda Clark are opening that. The logos just went up on the outside of the building earlier this week. And I went by yesterday. They were receiving their chocolates from Sweet Granada in Emporia, Kansas. And I saw him putting candy in the cases last night. So very excited. I mean, you should go on to Sweet Granada's website and look at the candy that they have. And then you're going to understand what's going to be available at Confectionate in Independence.
So. Oh, man. Now, you see, that's the worst for me, though, is selection, because then I'll end up spending 2-3 hours in the store not having any ideas. So I probably would have to go online and kind of map out exactly what I want before I get there, because I would spend way too much time.
So go frequently and take one thing at a time.
And try everything at one point. Exactly. So great. Lots of awesome things happening, already happened through 2018 that we'd like to remind you. And then obviously a couple of new things coming to Independence in 2019. So very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to that barbecue,
no doubt.
And that Brew Works as well. Being from Fort Collins, Colorado, where there's 15, 20 independent brew houses and things like that, it kind of brings me back closer to home. So I will enjoy it. It's a lot of fun too. It's a good downtown little thing to do. You know, walk to the brew house, whichever. Get some good food at one of the other establishments, whichever. So it'll be a good addition downtown. So, well, with that, I'd say we go ahead and segue into the events for the first couple of weeks here in January. Looks like obviously it's pretty much the standard stuff that happens on a Tuesday, including recycling, cancer support groups, and things like that. So if you wanted to kind of start with today and then kind of hit on the main items for maybe the next 20, 25 days or so that people should look out for.
Absolutely. So let me first say that you will be able to see this community calendar on our Facebook page. I do have to put it out there that our website, we have something wrong with our website, and it's a long story and I won't go into it, but right now you need to get all of your information off of our Facebook page, and that will keep you up to speed on what's going on. But we do have recycling today, as we do on every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the sanitation yard. AARP is meeting at the Civic Center for those that are interested in that. They always meet at noon on the second Tuesday, which would be today. The library, always check out their Facebook page and their website. They have lots of great programming going on. They're having a library open house and Friends Social at 5:15 to 7 o'clock this evening. So that is available. And like I said, always check out their Facebook page. Tons of activity happens at the Independence Public Library. You also mentioned the Cancer Support Group. That's at the Nazarene Church and the Family Life Center on South 10th Street at 6:30. It, too, is also on the second Tuesday of every month. Al-Anon also meets a couple times a month. They meet on Tuesdays at 213 West Oak at 7 o'clock in the evenings. And then they meet again on the 14th at the Episcopal Church at 400 East Maple from 7:30 to 9:30. So that's on Mondays. And then there's one that is also on Tuesdays. Basketball's in full swing, so I'm excited about that. We have Independence Community College will be taking on Seward County, so that's Liberal, and they will be playing tomorrow night. So I'm excited to see the Pirates back in action. The women will play at 6 and the men will play at 8. And let's see, we also have, this is something fun to do, Country Place Senior Living has community bingo on January the 10th at 10 o'clock in the morning. The community is invited to just come and sit and enjoy the company of those who live at Country Place Senior Living and play some bingo. So that should be a fun time. And then the City Commission meets. Our City Commission in Independence meets on the 2nd and 4th Thursday at 5:30 in the Veterans Room. So I encourage everyone to attend a City Commission meeting or watch it on YouTube. You can keep in touch with what's happening within our community by either attending those meetings in person or watching it online, whatever is more convenient for you. And then Eclectics. Have you ever been into the art gallery?
I have, actually. We were, you know, just putzing around downtown, and actually you had mentioned, because I've driven by it a couple of times, and Eclectics. You know, you look at it, you don't really know exactly what it is just by the name, and then you had mentioned it was an art gallery. We went and checked it out. Yeah, no, it's very neat. Loveland, the town that hugs Fort Collins, where I'm from, is very art-oriented, so they've got sculptures, they've got things all around town from, you know, citizens or just other ones that, you know, they purchased and brought in, so it was, again, it was just cool to kind of go back and observe that. I mean, in a town where I'm from, very art-influenced, it's cool to have something like that in a small town. So
it is. And what I think that people need to know about it, not only are they selling things out of their store, but they have a lot of opportunities to just engage. You know, if this year your New Year's resolution is to spend more time with your kids or more time with your mom or more time with your family and friends, this is a great way to make that happen, because they have classes such as chalk painting. They have stained glass classes. They have calligraphy classes. They have everything in there, painting classes, ceramic classes, and alcohol ink classes, just all kinds of very unusual and eclectic opportunities. So I encourage everyone to check out their Facebook page and see all that they have to offer. You kind of have to register in advance, and the costs of the classes are incredibly affordable for what you're getting, and it's just... I think it's just kind of a hidden treasure, and it's something that all of the local people need to know about, but all of the people in the surrounding areas need to know about, because sometimes on a Saturday or Sunday, because they have a lot of things on Sunday, you know, just looking for something fun to do, get out of the house, and what better thing to do than just get out and learn how to do calligraphy. So
yeah, no, it's my girlfriend actually got one of the pens and everything like that to start her practicing as well. You had mentioned over this weekend, it does look like Saturday and Sunday both there do have some of that as well. So cool, not only on the 10th, but this weekend. And what, like you had said, really scattered all throughout the month, so they've got things to do there. So would their Facebook page kind of be the best place? Is there a registration process, or would calling them for information and...
Well, you can sure give them a call, too, but I actually don't have their phone number to be able to...
It's just fine, but their Facebook would probably be the best place for registration processes. So, very neat, very neat. So, that's easy enough with that. And like you had mentioned, you know, sometimes Saturday, Sundays do come around. We don't have nothing planned. What a great opportunity to go and you know, even if you're bad at painting, you know, point the fingers a little bit over here on this end. It's fun. It is. It's fun to go and see what you can do with it, so... That's very cool. That's really all through this week. So any other dates are all throughout the rest of the month of January that we should keep our eye out for?
Well, we've got basketball. So the high school will have a basketball game. It's Cancer Awareness Night on the 11th. So be sure and get out and cheer the Bulldogs on. On January the 20th, it's Dr. Martin Luther King's Memorial Community Celebration. That's at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center. And at 2 o'clock, there's a free soup luncheon. Everyone is invited to attend. The soup is always amazing. It's a great way to just enjoy some time with friends and meet new people and have a lunch and then then stay right there, because at 3 o'clock in the Performing Arts Center will be the program, and you'll have music, and you'll have presentations and speakers, and it's just I love it every single year. They give out a Spirit of Unity Award. They have lots of kids, church choirs, and they have an essay contest. They just have so many things to honor Dr. King and what he stood for. And so it's a really great day of coming together for our community. So I encourage everyone to get out for that. And Coffeyville and Independence, so mark this down, on the 23rd, we'll be playing basketball against each other. The game will take place in Independence, so Independence will have the home court advantage that evening, but we'll see how everything turns out. The women will play at 6 and the men will play at 8, and it's always a fun game to just have our county rival, and I look forward to that game. It's always fun. I have tons of friends in Coffeyville, so it's a way for us to kind of all get together. And
you know, and I always weigh it a little bit differently as well, because in the football season, ICC was predicted to be very, you know, kind of top of the top of the Jayhawk Conference. Coffeyville was supposed to be kind of in the middle, and they both underperformed. And when they got to play each other, that was like their, you know, this is it. This is the victory of the year. And you could sense that that rivalry. And now it's almost a little bit flip-flopped, you know. CCC is very strong, and man, what a perfect way to kind of cap the beginning of this year's
right.
basketball rivalry with an upset. And so I'm excited. I'll be on that call, and I've never actually been in ICC's gym. I can't wait to see that environment, what they bring out. And yeah, no, I was very happy with the football game and the way that both sides behaved, and they got down and played some great football. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
It's fun. I always enjoy that game, and Coffeyville always has a great team, and like I said, most of the time I'm sitting close to my friends from Coffeyville, and it's always a fun night. So
and the crowd always comes out too. That's what I noticed.
That was
the most packed stands I had seen all year long between the two of them. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see what the environment will be like. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just a fun competitive night. That again, there are tons of people there, and you can. You can feel the
energy.
The energy in the room or in the arena or whatever, and just a fun night. So I always look forward to that. I did mention that Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits was be having their ribbon cutting, and so that will fall on the 26th, which happens to be a Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They're going to be having kind of an open house, so mark that on your calendar, because that is a beautiful liquor store. It
is so pretty.
You know,
when I first moved
there,
it had closed down
yes.
previously at, I think, Kessler's Liquor Store, whatever it may have called it. I was wondering that. I was like, man, a corner booth like that, and it's not filled. I was like, that's
spot.
A great spot, whether it's a, you know, another liquor store or just a restaurant, whatever it may have turned into. I was like, somebody's got to jump on that, because that's a great corner spot right there. So.
It is, and they have gone in, they gutted it, they painted it. It's beautiful. It truly is. So I'm very, very excited for them and appreciative of their investment in the community, and we want to welcome them into downtown. So on the 26th at 1 o'clock, be sure and stop by Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits. Don't cook any kind of lunch or dinner on that Saturday, the 26th, because the Valley Victor Soup Supper and Silent Auction out at ICC West is at 5 o'clock. That's a great way to support your 4-H'ers. So be sure to mark that on your calendar. Again, that's Saturday, January the 26th. And you know those 4-H'ers are amazing cooks, so you've got some really good food waiting for you on that day, and it's a great way to give back to the youth of our community and our surrounding area. So
I was going to say, you know, I was never influenced or around 4-H when I was a kid, but I had called, I believe, the Montgomery County, the Labette County, a bunch of those 4-H fairs. And wow, I am blown away at the talent, not only with the crafts and the, you know, or the clothing, but the food, and then obviously the livestock section. Always impressed with those 4-H'ers and what they can produce with that. So again, Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce in with us here on this Tuesday morning. Lisa Wilson, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll just check in with you next week.
All right, thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.